Okay, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Erevin, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin. So Mishnah Vav talks about the following. There are a lot of opinions that we just had, four different opinions. If you fall asleep on the road at the beginning of Shabbos, and you don't, and therefore you didn't have in mind to be Kona Shvisa. So we had four opinions. One opinion is you get 2,000 amos in whichever direction you want. Another opinion was, no, you get 8x8 amos. A third opinion is you get 4x4 amos, but yeah, that's measured from where you, from that's measured as if you're standing in the center of that. And the final opinion was you get 4x4 amos, but you get to choose which direction you want those 4x4 amos to be. So Hayishnaim, let's say there were two people that each had their own little 4 amma area. Mixos amos v'shazah b'tach amos v'shazah. But their 4 amma areas overlap with each other. Mevi'in v'ochlim be'emtza. So they could bring their food to the overlapping area. U'b'vach l'yotzi zeh mitoch shelo l'toch shel chaveru. You just can't take something that started in your friend's tchum, which was outside of your tchum, meaning tchum, your makom of 4 amos, and bring it into your makom, or vice versa, meaning you can go to your common area and eat, but you can't bring food from your 4 amma area, which is not within your friend's 4 amma area, and have him bring it to his 4 amma area. Then the Mishnah discusses, what if you have 3 people? Hayu shlosha v'em tzoy muvla b'nehem. Let's say you had 3 people that each have their little 4 amma area, and the middle guy's area overlaps with the other two, but the two extremes, the two edge people, the two people number 1 and 3, their dalet amos don't overlap with each other. It's just that their dalet amos overlap with person number 2. So who mutar imahen vehin mutar nimo? The middle guy is allowed to bring his food and eat it with either of them in the overlapping area that he shares with them, and they with him. But the two people one and three are not allowed to share food with each other, because by definition they're beyond each other's makom. So Rabbi Shimon and the Chum disagree about a halacha about carrying from one chatzer to another chatzer. So we're going to have this machlokas here, but the next mission is where it all tracks back to tchumen. So it sounds like we're like veering a little bit from the discussion of tchumen, but we're going to bring it right back in the next Mishnah as part of this discussion. So I'm Rabbi Shimon. Lema dover dome. What's the halacha of tchum compared to? Meaning this idea of the overlapping tchum and where they can share food and non-overlapping where they can't. Let's say you have 3 chatzeros that open up into each other, and they also open up into Rosh Hashanah. Every shteinim emtzayos. If the two outer chatzeros were joined in an Eruv with the middle chatzer, but they weren't joined in an Eruv with each other, he mutaras ima and they mutaras ima. So you can carry from one of the outer chatzeros to the middle chatzer, from the middle chatzer to either one of the outer chatzeros. But ishtayin ha-chitonios asurazum zu, but the two outer chatzeros are not allowed to carry from one to the other. So even though the people from one outer chatzer cannot carry into the other outer chatzer, Rabbi Shimon does allow the people from the outer chatzer to carry into the middle chatzer and vice versa, and he doesn't think that you need to make a gzeira that it's going to come to lead you to carry from one outer chatzer to the other outer chatzer. And his raya is from our case of 3 people with a tchum with a makam of dalet amos, where we allow the 2 outer people to bring their food into the area that they share with the middle guy, and we're not concerned that you're going to that person number 1 is going to have his food transferred to the area of person number 3. But the Chachamim don't think that that is a valid comparison. They think that the case of the Chatzeros is going to be a problem, because it's going to lead people to carry from chatzer number 1 to chatzer number 3. So now the Mishnah Zayin, the way to normally be kona shvisa in a place where you don't live is by putting an eruv tchumen. So the Mishnah talks about another way to be kona shvisa. Misha baba derech v'chashchalo. A person is traveling on Friday and it got dark, so he didn't realize that he didn't make it home for Shabbos. V'yumakir ilan ogader, but he knew of a particular spot that he could identify visually. There's a tree, there's a wall, there's something that he's able to see, and it's within 2,000 amos of where he is right now. So he didn't put an eruv tchumen. Nachum in there, but Va'amar Shvi Sasi Tachtav. He just verbally declared, that's my Makom Shvisa. So Lomar Klum, it doesn't accomplish anything, meaning just making a verbal statement doesn't do anything. The area under the tree or next to the wall is bigger than four amos, and you can only be Kona Shvisa in a Makom that's four amos. But if he says, Shvi Sasi Bi Ikaro, I want to be Kona Shvisa at the tree trunk, so you're identifying a much more specific and small location as your makom shvisa, then mahalik makom ragla vadi karal pay mama. Then as long as that place is within 2,000 amos of where you are now, that's fine. Umei karvad besal pay mama, and then you can go 2,000 amos beyond the trunk of that tree. Nimtza mahalik mishcha shrecha arbas alaf mama. So you can, it turns out that you can travel a maximum of 4,000 amos after it's ready chashecha, after it already gets dark. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Vav, we learned that if you have two people that are kona shvisa, a makom of dalet amos, that overlap with each other, they could bring their food into the overlapping area and share it there. If you have three people and the two extreme ones do not overlap, but they both overlap with the guy in the middle, so they can share their food with the guy in the middle, but you just can't bring food from one place to the other. And Rabbi Shimon says, yeah, it's just like the case of three chatzeros, where the two outer chatzeros each have an eruv with the middle chatzer, but now with each other, so they're allowed to bring stuff into the middle chatzer, and you don't have to be chosheisha, it's going to be brought from one to the other. That was Rabbi Shimon's raya. The Chum disagreed with Rabbi Shimon. And then Mishnah Zayin, we learned that if someone is traveling and it got dark and I was able to identify a particular landmark, so if he just says very generically Shvi Sasi Tachtov, that does nothing. But if he says more specifically Shvi Sasi Biikaro, then since he identified an area that's less than Dal Bedal Ramos as his Makom Shvisa, as long as that area is within 2,000 amos of where he is right now, that's perfectly fine. And he could be Kona Shvisa in that place, and he can go 2,000 amos beyond that location, which means at the end of the day, he'll be able to travel up to 4,000 amos from where he is right now when Shabbos begins. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Daled, Mishnayos, Ches, and Tess.